Liberians are at the polls today to vote for their president and for members of parliament. Chris Altieri reports.
Incumbent president and recent Nobel Peace laureate Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is standing for re-election, with her principal challenger in former UN diplomat Winston Tubman, though 14 others are also running. The presidency especially has been hotly contested, with some prognosticators predicting a possible second-round runoff between Johnson Sirleaf and Tubman. Many voters recall how a dispute over the outcome of the 2005 election led to days of rioting in the capital, Monrovia. Spokesperson for the UN mission in Liberia, Yasmina Bouzian, says the voting is being organized by the Liberian Electoral Commission.
Liberians are running and implementing their own elections. This is for president and vice president candidates, as well as legislative.
8 years into peace, Liberia has seen growing investment in its iron and gold mines and has convinced donors to waive most of its debt, though many residents complain of a lack of basic services, high food prices, rampant crime, and corruption. Unemployment remains high, and many wounded war veterans beg on the streets of the seaside capital. Average income stands at $300 a year, well below the $1 per day benchmark for extreme poverty. Johnson Sirleaf initially ruled out a second term, but has since said she needs one given the great challenges still facing her country. I'm Chris Altieri.